Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fozcast. Today, I'm going to tell you all of the reasons exactly why I have retired from being a professional footballer again. Yes, I know, again. You don't have to keep saying the again bit, all right? But first, before we get into the podcast, I need a little bit of help from you guys, okay? So I went on a podcast yesterday, all right? I was playing golf with the main man himself, Beef, Andrew Johnston, and I went on his podcast afterwards. It's called Beef's Golf Club. It's a very good podcast, actually.
It's a very good podcast.
Very good podcast. And one of the segments they have in it is called, basically, Confessions Corner. They get all of the listeners to basically write in with their golf-related confessions, and then Beef and myself, we will basically determine what should happen to them. Should they be forgiven? Is it kind of understandable that they did something disgustingly dirty in their mate's ball bag, or you know what I mean?
Something on the left.
So basically, they write in with all these confessions, right? And then we talk about them. So what I want you guys to do is I want your Sunday League confessions, all right? I need you to get in the comments down below or head yourself over to the cyclinggk.com website. We'll put a, what's it called?
A
QR code. Yeah, we'll put a link down below and we'll put a QR code on screen right now, right? That will take you over to it. There is a section in it called the Fozcast.
There's a section called the Legends Club.
The Legends Club.
Sign up to the Legends Club, and then there's a group chat within the Legends Club.
Boom. And you can get all your confessions down in there. Alternatively, get in the comments down below. Give me your confessions. I want to know everything. Something that might have happened on an away day, on the bus, on the coach, in the changing rooms, with your mates. Something that you probably never want to tell a living soul about ever, ever, ever. Well, this is your safe space. Get in the comments down below and let us know what those Sunday League confessions are.
It could be a player, could be as a fan.
Could be anything.
And it could be any matter of shithousery.
Yeah, we want to get all these confessions in. We're going to get Tubesy Boy and we're going to talk about it. Right, anyway, come on, let's crack on with the podcast. So a couple of weeks ago, it's been, nearly 2 weeks now. I retired from being a footballer. I was at Wrexham, as you maybe know. And I think for a lot of people, this came out of the blue, Tom, is that fair to say?
It came out of the blue to me.
Maybe did come out of the blue a little bit, yeah. But for me personally, this was something that I knew I just had to do, mate. I knew I had to do it.
How many games in?
So four games.
So 4 games in.
Yeah.
So before you kind of explain why then and why not at the end of last season or why not after pre-season?
Okay, so I think obviously everybody got swept up in the furore and the celebrations and how much of a good feeling it was around the club with Wrexham from the end of last season, obviously following on from the Notts County penalty save, ending up getting promoted against Boreham Wood. That was all just phenomenal and everybody just got so excited with it. I had the owners talking to me, please just do another year. I had all the fans singing it, one more year, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, it was incredible. Like, I saw it all and I thought, whoa, we've got to do another year. It's as simple as that.
So
we've got to do another year.
Was it just a bit of pressure? Because when you signed, you came in for the last 8 games, whatever happened, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right? Before you signed for those 8 games, if someone would have said, you're doing another season, what would have your response been back then?
It would have been no chance.
Yeah.
So I even remember when I was signing that for the initial 8 games, I was like, that is it. I'm done after this. Yeah, I'll help the team get promoted and then I'll get done. And that's it. I'm retiring again. Because I knew the reason why I retired in the first place from a year ago was I just knew I couldn't quite do what I wanted to do and I'd lost the love for it a little bit. And don't get me wrong, those 8 games for Wrexham, I found the buzz back again. We all found the buzz back again, didn't we? What a club, by the way. But yeah, we got into we'd played 4 games this season, and it was a fairly long pre-season. I was away quite a lot of travelling around. We did America for the best part of 2 weeks, and then you get back to the normality of things and the actual kind of the stark,
the reality
basically.
Like you live in Leamington.
Yeah,
you don't want to move there.
Nope.
So you don't want to uproot.
Well, I'm settled. Kids are in school, so everything's good.
And then so you're driving.
Yeah.
Which is on a good day, because you're leaving early in the morning.
Yep.
So on a good day getting there, it's what? 2 hours 15, 2 hours 20?
Yep. So my alarm would go off at 6 o'clock in the morning. I would have to get out of bed and be on the road by about 6:30-ish. So I'd have to leave by about 6:30-ish, because any later, really, then you're going to start hitting traffic on the M6. The problem with the journey is that a lot of it, basically, well, half of it is up the M6, which if anybody around the Midlands knows this, the M42 and the M6 is just a nightmare, guaranteed M6, standard.
Worst motorway in the country.
Oh, it's horrible. M25 would be up there, but still, it's either way, it's absolutely brutal. So you've got to go up the M6 to either Telford or all the way up to somewhere like Crewe. And then you've got to basically turn left. Yeah. You do that and turn left and you are just going on A roads and you're getting caught behind lorries and tractors and single track roads, all that kind of stuff. And it, like I say, it takes the best part of about 2.5 hours to get there in the morning. And the morning part actually wasn't too bad. You know, I actually quite liked the morning drive where you're sitting in the car. I'd stop at Starbucks on the way. I'd get some egg bites or like a nice little... Blonde Rose Flat White or something like that. Listen to a bit of like, I don't know, Talk Sport or something on the way. And then you'd get out of the car and then you'd remember that you're 40 years old. Honestly, you'd get out of the car after 2.5 hours driving there and I would have to get out like in installments, genuinely. 2.5 hours sat in the same position. You get out, you go, oh.
You're 6'4 as well.
Oh, that's stiff. That's naughty, that is. And then you think, oh, I've got to go and train in about 2 hours' time as well. So I would go, I'd probably get on the bike or something, do a 45-minute bike, and then go down for training. And, you know, after all that, you know, by the time we're training, I've already been awake for five and a half hours already by this point. And training was good. I felt okay in training. Obviously, nowhere near what I used to be. I used to feel like I was always really sharp and I always used to feel like I was the best goalkeeper there. You know what I mean? I would always have it in my head in training that I'm the best goalkeeper here. There's no way I shouldn't be number one. And then this season in particular, I'd say once we got back from America, when I was training, I just kept thinking, I don't know what it is. I just can't move my feet. I just haven't got the reflexes. Like, it's amazing. It's like a switch has been turned off. It's ridiculous, mate. Really? It's so hard to explain. But my feet just wouldn't move quick enough. And I'm thinking, why? They should be moving quick enough. And goals were going in training. I'm thinking, maybe it'll be all right in the game. It's fine. Because when the game kicks off for me normally, yeah, I'm fine.
You're a game player.
Yeah, adrenaline kicks in.
You're a
match
player.
You can do stuff, yeah. So anyway, that's about the game. We'll talk about that in a minute because I feel there's been quite a few goals already this season that I let in that I should have done better with. So anyway, I train, you know, the training part of it was fine. I could get through that, not a problem. And then what I'd have to do is you'd go back to the stadium, you'd get showered, and then you would head home. And this is the problem, right? So I was leaving training at probably 1:30 in the afternoon. Again, if anybody knows the M6, especially M6 South through Birmingham,
that's murder.
It is double murder is what it is. So if I left Wrexham at 1:30, the earliest, and I mean the very earliest I'm getting home is 5 o'clock. So it's at least another 3.5 hours getting home, at least. Some days it was 4.5 hours, 4 hours.
And a lot of people, don't get me wrong, Ben, again, great job. Well paid, not so well paid at Wrexham compared to years gone by, but still well paid. And a lot of people go, well, I work 9 to 6, but you're a professional athlete.
Yes.
It's different.
Yes.
And it's not good for you sitting in a car for the best part of 6 hours a
day. Oh my God, it is miserable. So like I said earlier, when I got out of the car after traveling to Wrexham and I'm about to go and train for 2 and a bit hours and my back is stiff, if you could see me get out that car genuinely
peeling
at 5 o'clock in the evening, right? And I take that first step out and I just know I have to get up really slowly because the bottom of my back will just go and creak and I was so miserable and I'm getting up and I'm like, oh, genuinely like an old man.
Making old man noises.
It was horrible, mate. And anybody anybody that does driving for a living will tell you that it zaps you, mate.
So tiring.
Honestly, it is so tiring driving it. It takes it out of you so much. So I was getting home at night and I was just tired. I didn't have anything about me. So that is one massive part of it.
The interesting thing though, I think when we spoke on the phone and you said, I'm going to retire. And you'd said to me, obviously the traveling is taken out of you. But the first time I ever heard you say it, cause you said, oh, and I'm not what I was as a goalkeeper. And I think maybe just with me, with my blinkers on and a bit of loyalty. And I went, yeah, but we know both know that's just bollocks, isn't it, Ben?
Yeah.
And you went, no, mate, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not, mate, honestly. You did. And I, for the first time ever, I kind of went, oh, wow, okay, so that's it then.
Yeah.
Because, like, knowing you as I do, the second your level drops, you ain't doing it
well
anymore.
It's not even just that my level drops. I think it's mentally, so I've, like I say, I've spent my whole career thinking in my head, I'm better than you lot.
Yeah.
I'm better. I would just literally look at our goalkeeper unit, no matter where I'm at, with Wrexham, Watford, West Brom, Birmingham, definitely not Man United, but the other ones, I would look at the other goalies and I'd think, I'm better than you. I know I am better than you. I know I'm a better goalkeeper. I'm quicker, I'm faster, I've got better reflexes, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And when you haven't got that thought process
anymore, the doubt's there.
When the doubt is there that you don't know if you are, that used to just kill me, honestly. I would just think, oh, yeah, this isn't fair. This isn't fair because maybe they are better than me.
Yeah, and you're conscientious, right? So I think the thing you said to me as well is, most importantly, above everything, you said, I
don't want to let the lads down. I don't want to let the manager down. I don't know what the goalie coach, Parky, the assistant manager, the fans, the owners. I don't want to let them down. They don't deserve that. Do you know what I mean? They deserve somebody that can do it properly. And don't get me wrong, I'm trying my best. I really, really was. But I just knew that there were, like I say, when I said earlier about I thought there were goals going in that I could have done better with, I'm not lying, right? Genuinely, 4 games I played, and I think in those 4 games I let in maybe 13 goals.
I think it was,
13
yeah.
goals. And I think, honestly, maybe five.
That many?
5 goals went past me and I thought...
Should have saved or done better?
Should have saved.
Really?
I would have backed myself to have saved that. I think back in the day when I was playing, in my like mid-30s, I think I would have looked back at them and gone, should have done better there. I know I can do better there. Yeah, and okay. These goals were going in and I'm thinking, I couldn't have done any better because I couldn't move any quicker. I remember there was one in that final game actually that I played. The one game against Swindon, sorry, the guy got it out of his feet, right, and he took a shot from about 22 yards, it was, and he bent it round into the corner. And as he got the ball out of his feet, right, normally what happens is I know that he's putting it in that my corner to my right hand side. I know it, yeah? I can read it like a book, yeah? I couldn't even read it like a book. Honestly, it's mad, mate. I can't explain it to you, right? I didn't have that nouse had gone a bit. Like, I couldn't read the fact that he was... I knew he was putting it in the corner, but I didn't get the little steps in to make sure that I knew I could save it as
well.
And
would that have been something in years gone by that was like a muscle memory instinctive?
Yeah, just did it.
But you're just not quite...
Yeah, I wouldn't even have to think about doing it before. Honestly, I wouldn't. I'd just do it. I'd take the little steps to know that I'd covered it off so that even if he put it on the post and in, I'd still be able to save it. I know I'd have been able to save it.
Did that bother you, knowing that you couldn't quite do that anymore? Did it bother you and think, oh shit, I wish I could still do that? Or did it kind of more, was it more of a realization of, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Now I know I need to do.
Without doubt. That's why when I come out and announce that I'm retiring, that's why I'm so happy to say, not happy to say, but I'll wear it and I'll own it.
Wasn't happiness. I think it was very clear that it was a massive weight off your shoulders.
Without doubt,
wasn't
it was,
like
yeah.
a massive weight off
yeah,
your shoulders.
Without doubt, because like I say, I don't see any shame in it. I don't think there should be any shame in admitting like I'm 40 years old.
40
years old and I can't do the things that I used to do. So like I say, when I'm making these goals are going in on a Saturday afternoon, I'm thinking, boys, you deserve better than this. You deserve better than this. Because I think another goalie, I think Chomp would have saved.
They've got some good goalies at the club.
Yeah. I think Chomp would have saved a few of these. Rob Layton would have saved a few of these. Without doubt, they would have saved a few of these, right? And I'm just thinking, I'm letting the team down here. I know I'm letting the team down here. That should have been a save. And goals going in they're massive in games, you know. They change. They can take momentum away. They can give momentum. They can change the course of every game. Just one goal going in out of nowhere. So yeah, there was, like I say, 5 goals I think that I should have done better in. So that was it. I was kind of, I had it in my head anyway. So that game against Swindon, the day that I decided, I think I'm going to do this, all right? So we finished the game 5-5. It was a crazy game, by the way. Oh my God. I know I will always go back to the race course and watch games at the race course, right? Because when it is popping in that stadium, right? When you've got a game like that, and there always are games like that, seriously, it is just, it's one of the best atmospheres you can go to in football. I promise you, for an 11,000 seat stadium, it's one of the, isn't it? It's one of the best 100%. Atmospheres you'll go to. It was phenomenal. So the game finished 5-5 and I was sat there and the manager's doing his team talk and I'm thinking, yeah, I've let my team down today. I know I've let my team down today. And I had it in my head. I'm thinking, no, I'm going to have to retire. I'm going to have to retire. So when I got showered as normal, did what I do and went home and I just thought about it all weekend. All weekend I thought about it. I didn't say anything to you, did I? I didn't say anything to pretty much anyone. And then on the Monday morning, I knew it. I slept on it on the weekend. So I thought, just don't make any knee-jerk reactions or anything. Don't go crazy. Just think about it. Woke up Monday morning and I was like, no, I've got to do it. It's as simple as that. I've got to do it. I know I'm going to do this now. So give the manager a ring. Phil Parkinson, told him exactly why, what. And do you know what? He was brilliant. He was absolutely fantastic.
What did he say?
Along the lines of, no, I totally understand. I get you. I still think that you're good to go and you're looking good and I don't think you've let us down, but I completely understand. And then I gave him all the other reasons why. He was absolutely fantastic. Then straight away, obviously, he tells the assistant manager, goalie coach, all that kind of stuff. And they all get in touch and basically just wish me the best. They literally, listen, it was an absolute pleasure sort of being amongst you. I'd always like to think I've been, you know, super professional every time I've been there, been a good role model for all the youngsters, even some of the older players coming through. Some of the older players that are there. So I can hold my head high and happily kind of walk away from that place, knowing 100%. That even though I've been there for, what, like probably 6 months max, yeah? I've got some people that I know that I will be friends for a long, long time. I'll always keep in touch with them. I'll always talk to them. Hopefully, like I say, when I get down to the stadium, I'll be able to see a lot of them anyway. It was very easy. And then even afterwards, you know, some of the owners, the way that the owners kind of reached out to me. And
yeah, what have you heard from Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, they've been brilliant. Again, once again, just, you know, messaging, phoning, Fozzie, thank you so much. And you know, that they were brilliant. They were straight on social media, putting it all out there. But first and foremost, they sent me the message. They rung me and said, listen, we appreciate everything you've done. You'll be a massive part of this club's history just for that one save. Do you know what I mean? Literally.
Well, you've bookended your career,
yeah,
really, haven't you?
For sure. That one save, you'll be a massive part of this club's history. And they were obviously talking about the documentary and going, you wait till you see the documentary, by the way. It's going to be incredible. Welcome to Wrexham is going to be incredible. Season two. By the way, I think when is it out?
I think it's September 12th.
September the 12th, so it's out like in a few days' time or whatever. They're absolutely buzzing off it. You know, it's one of the best things you'll ever see on TV, and so I am. I'm looking forward to that, and I'm sure when I watch it, there might be a little tear in the eye somewhere.
Yeah, and I think the important thing, because I think a few people, fans, that 99%, as usual, very positive. There's always the 1%, as there is in life. But there was a few people saying, like, why now? Why after four games?
Yeah.
But it's the right decision, because when you know, you know.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want is getting to Christmas, January, February, when the games really stack up.
Yeah.
And maybe people are on your back, or you've got the doubt, and there's, you know, all these little reasons coming in.
Yeah,
so I think
sure.
It was the right decision to kind of cut it off by the head and go, no, now's the time.
Well, I think even then, now was the time, because the transfer window was still open for another 3 weeks. And don't get me wrong, I still think, you know, Rob Laington, Mark Chomp is... He's been playing incredible, by the way. He's been absolutely fantastic. Clean sheet of the weekend, absolutely buzzing for him. So I don't know if they need to go and get another goalkeeper. And they did sign somebody on loan from, I think, was it Chelsea?
No, United, was it?
No, I think it might have been Chelsea. Young lad anyway. But so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Yeah, that's the one, yeah. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I know that when Chomp plays, every time I see him, I just think, yeah, you're good to go, mate.
And it's nice for him to get back in. Football's not about sentiment, and it's not about being nice.
Yeah.
But the way he took it when you came in, and the professional that he is, and most importantly, the bloke that he is.
Chomp's our boy anyway. Like, you know what I mean? Chomp's one of the ones I've kept in touch with the most out of anything.
It's nice to see him come back in and do what he does.
Exactly, do what he does, because he's a proper goalie, man.
Right, I've got to ask you about the Wrexham WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
So, 4 or 5 games into the season, you're gone. What's going on with the old GC, mate?
Oh, with the GC. I love it.
Sorry. So when you've retired, is it kind of like, do the lads get onto the GC and do they like, Ben, what's happening? Or is it like private messages to you?
Yeah, okay. So, nobody, it's private messages at first. Yeah, nobody puts it on the GC or anything, right? Everybody just messages you privately, right? But when I announced it, so I'd say later on that day or maybe the next day, I jumped on the group chat and I said, lads, I basically just written a text saying, listen, lads, just wanted to say thank you so much for absolutely everything. It's been a pleasure and an honour. You're quite literally the best changing room of lads I've ever been amongst. I'll always remember Vegas. I'll always remember the end of the season, the celebrations, the bus stop tour. So I put that out and I put, and I've also ordered you a shitload of shampoo and shower gel as well.
Did you?
Yeah. So did I ordered you? Them. I ordered, so about, like, I don't know, start of the season, I ordered a load of, like, shower gel, like mint, imperial sauce, Radox, all really? This kind of stuff for the lads, for the showers, yeah? Because there was none in there. And I was like, why is there no shower gel? And they were like, no, we normally take it in turns. But there was still none there, right? So I was like, I'm just going to order a load, right? So
there's
I ordered
no
a load.
There's no way Ollie Palmer's not got a bag yeah, of for, multiple.
For himself. Yeah, selfish. Selfish shampoo, that is, right? Selfish shampoo and shower gel, yeah? Okay. I'm a team player, so I ordered a load, bought it in for the lads, left it there. I even ordered a load of, like, deodorants and stuff that they could use. But it was gone within the best part of a week, to, like, 10 days or something. It was gone. Like, people use it. There's 25, 30 lads. You know what I mean? It's going to go. So I ordered them boxes and boxes of boxes of, like, you know, like, is it mint imperial yeah, sauce? And
the one that tingles your bollocks?
Yeah, them ones, yeah. And I ordered, like, the lemon flavour, the lime flavour. They do, like, lime... mango, they do all sorts of flavours, right? So I must have ordered, I don't know, 50, 60, 70.
So
like
if
of these.
They don't win the league, they'll be the best smelling team.
Oh, they'll smell a million, yeah. So I ended the text message by saying, and I've ordered you, ordered you all a shitloads of washing, like shampoo and all that kind of stuff, basically. And then as soon as I sent it, I quite literally went, group, exit group, and that was it, left. So I don't even want to see the replies. I don't want to see any responses or anything like that. So at the bottom of that, my message, it would have said Ben left the group chat.
Yeah.
But like I say, all the lads individually messaged me anyway, just to say like it was a pleasure, thank you, all that kind of stuff, which was really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, and we've already spoke about, haven't we, about going back this season because yeah. like it's mad, isn't it? How a club can capture you.
Oh yeah,
because like, I never had it with like
hooked into
yeah,
me,
like but when you were at like Birmingham, Watford, not so much.
Yeah.
Baggies, as a Wolves fan, it's very difficult. But with Wrexham, it really hooked us in. Yeah. And it was maybe because it was so dramatic
yeah.
and because of the moments against Notts County and the promotion episode and
yeah.
and everything else. But I just want to get back there.
Yeah, me
genuinely
too, mate.
Want to get back there
me
and
too.
Like support the lads.
Me
got
too.
To know a couple of the lads.
Mate, Saturday afternoon, I want to get back there, one of the big games, and get that atmosphere, feel that buzz again, because it's every week there. It is. Yeah. Every week it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Mate, absolutely love it. Right. So now that you've retired, it's back to civvy life for you.
Yes.
Back to being a civilian. Oh. Working the 9 to 5.
Do you know what, honestly, do you know what is the best part of being back to civilization?
Let me guess. A lie-in, pints, or watching the football?
I don't mind getting up early. I'll happily get up early. I've been going out for runs every morning at 7 a.m. I don't mind it, right? I'll get up early. It's cool. I not having to get in the car and drive, yeah? I promise you, not having to get into the car and drive 6 hours, like 3 hours in the morning, that is the best part of it. I honestly, hands down, without doubt, I'm going to miss the lads. I'm going to miss Wrexham, but... The part that I just buzz off every day is thinking, oh my God, thank gosh, I haven't got to get in that car and drive again yeah. today. Because that just made me miserable. And I'm not a miserable person. And it tried to chip away at my optimism is what it did. It tried to chip away, all right, but we didn't let it, all right? We overcame. So yeah, back to civilian life now. We are going to crack on, mate. We're going to absolutely crack on. We're going to crack on with the Fozcast.
So we've got the Fozcast, football fill-in, the new golf channel, the Golfing GK.
The Golfing GK, the Cycling GK as well. We're going to start popping up with a few nice, sneaky football challenge videos. We did a video, actually, didn't we, with Joe Hart, end of last season.
Yeah, it was great.
Up at Glasgow Celtics training ground.
Best training ground you've ever been
Incredible.
To in your life
wow.
in terms of like the surroundings?
Views and phenomenal. We did a video with Joe, basically, can goalkeepers score goals like strikers? And we could, by the way. Goalies have got a bit, you know, techers for fun.
Joe Hart can absolutely lump a football. Like
leather
you
it.
Would not... But like the noise yeah. when it comes off his
he
boot.
He can shell a ball. Very, very good. We want to do that. We want to make that a proper series, all right? We want to make that into a... We're going to go around a lot of Premier League teams, get some of the big players, some of the big goalkeepers, and I want to test them and see how good they are at scoring goals.
Yeah, I love that. Fozcast-wise, we've got plenty of people lined up.
Oh, we've got loads now. This is what I mean. The beauty of it is that there's so much more time, and we can actually guarantee that we can go there and do that. So the Fozcast, we like to take it on the road. We like to travel. We can travel up to Newcastle, to Manchester.
We need to
go
to Newcastle because we need to give a certain Mr. Trippier the chance to defend himself after the Ben Mee
Ben accusations.
Mee, well, no, Ben Mee told a story. He was stood by it, said that he got caught printing off a boarding pass to Benidorm. So, yeah, Tripp's got in the DMs and said that, I can't believe he's throwing me under the bus here. So he's like, all right, mate, cool. We'll come up to Newcastle and we'll hear your side of the events, all right? So that's the beauty of it. We can actually commit to stuff, get stuff in the diary now and go and record some more stuff. But it's good, mate. We're buzzing for it. We've got our own production company now.
Yeah.
Pastel House Productions. They're the guys that basically... So if ever you've watched any of our stuff, anything, whether it's a Fozcast, a Cycling GK, a Match Day vlog, I don't care what it is, a challenge video, Pastel House, the production company, has produced it, basically.
That's our company. With a couple of others.
We own the company. There's a few guys involved in it now. So we're growing, but we do a very good job. We really do a very good job. All of our social stuff, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. God, there's so many, by the way, isn't there?
You're a good salesman now. I know, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen it. You might have seen it. The celebration episode when we got promoted against Boreham Wood, you know, that little montage, that minute long montage. Lovely. With the slow-mo
tugs at the heartstrings
and the it was heart-wrenching music, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
emotional. I think Ryan Reynolds said he was bawling off the back
it was
of that.
So emotional. You could just see the joy and the what it meant to the fans in their faces, right in their faces. And that's one of our editors. He did that bad boy. We're lucky that we've got some good people on board. Everybody that's part of the Cycling GK anyway, Luke behind the camera, Luke Weston, Jamie Harvey, Seb Spooner,
all the boys,
Tom Norris. Yeah, but there's too many to mention. Louis East, Bonsi.
You've got to know everyone now. Ollie.
I know, yeah. Ollie, yeah. All the
there's
boys.
A few in the
team. Yeah,
we're
doing well. We're doing well now. Yeah. So there's plenty more to crack on with.
One of the things as well, because we work with Spotify, so we're exclusive with Spotify. Now, they obviously sponsor Barcelona, don't they?
Yeah.
So we're looking to get out to Barca, go and take in a game, maybe vlog one of the big games.
Yes.
See if we can get maybe an ex-Barca legend or a Lucy Bronze.
Oh, Lucy Bronze would be unbelievable.
Like, but we did it when you retired last time, didn't we? We experimented almost and said, let's go and vlog, match day vlog. The Man United Liverpool game when there was a strike against
the
Glazers.
That was a good episode. That was, you know.
Yeah, but that was like match day vlog as a fan.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting. Get in the comments down below because what's the biggest games, right?
Yeah.
So in my head, it's Boca, River Plate.
Oh, the biggest derby, you mean?
Yeah. So
you mean the biggest rivalry derby?
Well, biggest games, same thing.
Okay.
Games, rivalry. So Boca, River Plate.
That's a dangerous one go-to, that is.
It is, but imagine match day vlogging that. And then the other one for me is Old Firm is just...
Yeah, that would be about
Rangers Celtic would be phenomenal.
Oh, we're going to have to wait a little while because they literally played like 2 days ago.
Yeah, that one. Well, they played four times a season.
Yeah, they do.
So
they?
What's your big one then?
I've always wanted to do... So Turkish fans for me... Are the most passionate. They are. They're crazy, mate. Honestly, they are absolutely crazy. So I would love to go and do. Is it, I think it's Galatasaray. Is it Fenerbahce?
Yeah, it's a whopper,
even Besiktas, someone like that.
Yeah,
that would be a good one to go to. I'd love to go and do that. Maybe even like the Milan derby up at the San Siro or something like that. AC versus Inter. That you can imagine that gets pretty spicy.
Spicy, yeah.
But yeah, we can go. That's what I mean. We've got the time now. We can commit to going and doing stuff like that. Oh, mate, how good's that going to be? A nice little Sunday night San Siro derby in Italy. Oh, come on. That's what it's all about, isn't it? So, yeah, there you go, guys. There you go. That is the lowdown, basically.
Let's get out the Fozcast studio because it's about 1,000 degrees.
It's roasting. We are in the midst of a heat wave in this country.
Whinge about it.
I'm not whinging about it. I buzz off it. I absolutely love it. I love it. You might be able to notice I'm in a golf t-shirt right now. I've come fresh off the golf course is what I've done,
by the way.
I've come
fresh from Miami Vice.
Yeah. We've got some good videos in the Golfing GK, by the way. We played game of golf with Beef the other day. Andrew Johnston, what a player, by the way.
Yeah.
a player.
That's not out yet. That'll be out Wednesday.
Yeah, that's out
Wednesday
soon.
Next week. But if you go over to there now, Tubes is on there. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it, that you and Tube shot?
Yeah, that was belting. And like I say, don't forget, get yourself in the comments down below. Give us your Sunday League confessions. Alternatively, cyclinggk.com. Go over to the Legends Club. Get to the Fozcast. You'll see a Sunday League confessions tab. Get in that chat. Get amongst it, everybody. And we are going to do an episode with Tubesy Boy as well. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Great.
We'll see you soon.
Up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.